Hello.
Hello. Is Crystal Gorshuk there? My name is Alan. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
I am.
Thank you. Now, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, may I know what is your age?
48.
Thank you. And what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Thank you. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
9.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. First one is Joe Biden as president.
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
I didn't hear you. What you said?
Do you disapprove strongly or somewhat, ma'am?
Oh, strongly.
Thank you so much. How about Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. How about Mercy Capter as congresswoman?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. About Donald Trump as former president?
Approve strongly.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or are unfamiliar with them, just tell me that. First one, Derek Marin.
Unfamiliar.
And please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression.
Well, I don't know who it is, so I don't know.
Okay. About Marcy Capter, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about her?
I don't know her either.
And how about Democrats in Congress? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. About Republicans in Congress, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about them?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you. About First Energy?
I don't know.
You have never heard about them?
I have, but I don't know anything about them.
Okay. About Joe Biden, do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
Unfavorable.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
And how about Donald Trump? Do you have a favorable or unfavorable impression about him?
favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
Thank you so much. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, or another candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you so much, Jim. Now, if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Bernie.
Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
Derek.
Thank you. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur, or will you say there is no chance you will consider voting for Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
No chance.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference?
It doesn't make a difference.
Thank you. We are, well, more than halfway, about 70%. We're almost done. Thank you very much for your time, for your patience, ma'am. Now, I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merritt. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for him, or you don't think it's true, please say so. First one is, it says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merritt will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and will raise the retirement age. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Next one says, in the state legislature, Derek Merritt thought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. While working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Does it make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you. Next one says, nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merritt voted no, and when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder due to the job to get workers' compensation, Merritt even voted no on that. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
Makes no difference.
Thank you so much. We're almost done with this part. Thank you again for your part or for your time, for your patience. Next statement says, Derek Merrin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights, even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal. Merrin supports a federal ban that will overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Merrin even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
More likely to vote for him.
Thank you. Just two more and we're done with this part. Next one says, as a landlord who has received over $100,000 contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could have some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely to vote for him? Makes no difference. More likely to vote for him? Or do you think that's
no difference?
Thank you. And last one says, after taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrin's corruption. Would that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, makes no difference, or more likely to vote for him, or do you think that's not true?
I guess it doesn't make a difference.
Thank you so much. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merrin, or will you still vote for Merrin?
I'll still vote for him.
Okay. Thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I will ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Mercy Capter or Republican Derek Merrin?
Derek.
Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
From college.
Thank you so much. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or get out?
Republican.
And do you think yourself as a strong Republican or not that strong?
Strong.
Thank you. How important is politics to your personal identity? Very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all important?
It's not too important.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, ma'am.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for your time. Have a good day. Bye.